sun were to sand in the morning? And who told the ocean you can only come this far? And who showed the moon where to hide to leave me? Whose words alone can catch a falling star? Creation testifies, this life within me cries. I know my Redeemer lives. The very same God that spins things in orbit runs to the weary, the worn, and the weak.
Hold me when I'm broken.
They conquer death to bring me victory. I know my Redeemer lives. Yes, I know my Redeemer lives. All of creation testifies, this life within me cries. I know payment for my sin was the precious life he gave, but now he's alive and there's an empty grave. I know my Redeemer lives. Yes, I know my Redeemer lives. All of creation testifies, this life within me cries. I know my Redeemer, I know my Redeemer lives. Yes, I know my Redeemer lives. All of creation testifies, this life within me cries. I know my Redeemer lives. Yes, I know my Redeemer lives.
It is a blessing to be here in Fairfield, California. We've been on furlough for about 9 months. My wife, Sachio, who's originally from Japan, and my two daughters, Hannah and Rebecca, flew back from Phoenix, Arizona last week, and they're starting school at Maranatha Baptist Academy there at Maranatha Baptist Church on Okinawa, Japan. It's a special church. It's a church where I was saved August 2nd, 1992, when I served in the United States Marine Corps, when I had two gunnery sergeants come to the barracks and knock on my door and invite me to come to church. But it was the silent witness of a young sergeant. His name was Bill Wilcox. He invited me to Maranatha Baptist Church, and that's where I heard the gospel, and I was saved at that church, and I thank God for it. Over the last 40 years, there's over 350 or 400 men that are in full-time Christian service out of that church. Now, folks, when I met your pastor and his wife when they came to Okinawa, my wife and I and some other friends of ours, we went over to Just Go. That's a big department store, and we ate sushi for a long time. I remember your preacher had this huge video camera, and he's like, can we set that over in the corner? And as the conveyor belt went around, we just ate sushi for a long time, and that was a good time of fellowship. How many of y'all like fish eggs? How many of y'all like those fish eggs? All right, I call them Nemo, like Finding Nemo eggs. That's what I would call them, and I think I even got the preacher to eat one of those, I believe, sir. So that was a blessing. We do have a new prayer card. I'd ask each family just to take one. We're really limited right now. We're down to about 50 for this church and 50 for the church. I'll be in Nevada next Sunday. We've gone through 4,000 prayer cards in 9 months. Do you believe that? And we've traveled 20,000 miles, and this is our 43rd church. So you pray for us as we go back. We need about one or two churches, and we'll be at full support, and that's a blessing. God, with a tough economy, we actually were able to pick up 5 and possibly 6 new churches in these 9 months, and we praise the Lord for that. This time I like to have a DVD. Our DVD is going to actually introduce about how missionaries and the great need to come to Japan after World War II. We're going to start there, and then it goes into a little bit about our culture and our religion and little things about Okinawa, and then the second half of the DVD pretty much shows you our first 2 terms. We've been in Okinawa for 10 years now serving. I have a young man, his name is Takashi Nishino. He preached for me this morning at our church. He's in his 3rd year in the Bible Institute we have there, and I believe this young man is going to be the future pastor of our church. So we're excited about that. Our church, when we got it, was about 8 people. The average church in Japan is about 20. We average about 30 adults right now in our church, and we praise the Lord for what God is doing there at Gushikawa Baptist Church. So at this time, we have the DVD, gentlemen.
On September 2nd, 1945, MacArthur presided over the Japanese surrender on board the USS Missouri, bringing an end to World War II. During the years following, General MacArthur made an appeal to American churches to send missionaries and aid to help rebuild the Japanese nation. Many men and women answered that plea. However, many of those missionaries are now in their 70s and 80s. Who will replace these faithful servants of God? Who will carry the gospel to the next generation?
Hello, we are the Stern family. God has called our family to be missionaries to Okinawa, Japan. Our sending church is Emmanuel Baptist Church of Kings Mountain, North Carolina. Jim Ogle is our pastor. We are affiliated with Baptist World Mission, located in Decatur, Alabama. Baptist World Mission is a local church ministry dedicated in preaching the gospel and planting local churches around the world.
Japan is an island nation stretching almost 2,000 miles from the large island of Hokkaido in the north to the Ryukyu Islands in the south, in which Okinawa is the best known. Japan is just smaller in area than California. Okinawa, lying between the East China Sea on the west and the North Pacific Ocean on the east, is the largest of the Ryukyu Islands. The terrain of the north is hilly. The central and southern parts of the island contain a large amount of the population. The island's climate is hot and humid, and typhoons frequently strike in the summer. Most homes are made of concrete. Okinawa relies on tourism as a very significant part of their economy. Supermarkets are very similar to the United States markets. Japanese love to eat fast food. You can find restaurants like A&W, McDonald's, and Kentucky Fried Chicken all over Japan. The daily diet consists of rice, fish, vegetables, and miso soup. Sushi is a favorite amongst the Japanese people. It consists of rice, raw fish, dipped into soy sauce. Japanese kimonos are seldom seen in modern Japan except for special occasions and festivals. Gasoline prices are very expensive. The average price for a gallon of gas is $4 a gallon. Roads are full with activity, with scooters, cars, and buses. The average speed limit on Okinawa is 50 kilometers, which is 30 miles an hour. Isaiah 45:6, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west, that there is none beside me, I am the Lord, and there is none else. Japan is a land of religion. Many tourist sites are ancient shrines and temples. Buddhism, Shintoism, and ancestor worship are the main religions. Ema are pieces of wood that people buy. They write their wishes on them and keep them at the Shinto shrine. The Bible says in Isaiah 45:20, they have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image and pray unto a God that cannot save. 87 million Japanese practice Buddhism. Buddhism, imported from Korea in the 6th century, has had a tremendous influence on Japan. There are temples filled with gold and bright colors. People come and worship this statue. They believe it can heal their eyes. However, we know that Satan blinds the eyes of them that do not believe. People buy omamori for protection. Most people put these in their cars. The Japanese believe these idols keep away evil spirits. Ancestor worship is the practice when the oldest son will have a butsudan altar in his home. During festivals, all family members come to worship at this altar.
Oh Lord, I trust your grace, it is enough, enough for me. In every trial I shall trace its all sufficiency. And Lord, I trust your strength in you alone. I shall be strong. My failing flesh will burn at length a daily triumph song. Trust in God, my soul, and look into His face. Oh, trust in God, my soul, His holy will and grace. Then I shall stand complete and whole, a trophy of His grace.
I'd love to sit here and tell you just many of the stories about some of our members. I remember Mrs. Moriyama-san when we baptized her. You know, missionaries go to the field, they think they want, they have all these great ideas and they learn all this stuff in Bible college and your mission board, meetings you go to before you go to the field. And I remember when I baptized Mrs. Moriyama, I thought I'd go to Marunaka, which is like the Okinawa Walmart, and I thought I'd get a plug for the baptism tank. And I thought, you know, why go underneath the church and, you know, undo this huge, big wheel every time and to close up the tanks, you know, to keep the cockroaches out of the church and stuff like that. So I bought this little plug, and I'm about to baptize my first convert. My heart's all, you know, nervous and everything. And then all of a sudden, I'm about to baptize her, and that plug gets sucked down the drain. And the water went. I thought I was going to end up putting a teaspoon on her or something, but more or less, that water went from here down to about here. Here, folks. Okay, so I got my wife's attention, and I actually stuck a towel on my foot over that, and actually. As it's sucking on my foot, I'm baptizing my first convert, and that was my first experience of a baptismal service. But I praise God that we've seen 12 people saved and baptized, faithfully giving and joined the church. We've had more people come and visit the church than the missionary that was there for 50 years on our first two terms, and we praise the Lord for that. Dr. Jim Norton was a pioneer missionary that went into Japan early in his years. Norton Sensei, he actually passed away on August 7th, and they just had his funeral there in Michigan. And all missionaries that serve in Japan know that we lost a dendosha, or an evangelist. He had a burden for souls, and he went everywhere through Japan witnessing for the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I'm excited about what your pastor was talking about what the church is planning on doing, because it's really in line to exactly what I believe God wanted me to preach tonight. And it was way before I got here, folks, so it just shows you like it's of the Lord. Turning your Bibles to the book of Acts, Acts chapter 4. In Japanese, they would say, Shito no hataraki yonsho, but we'll stay in English tonight. I remember when Jake was a senior at Maranatha Baptist Academy, and I thank God that my children are allowed to go to the U.S. Military Church. Their Christian school. My daughter Stephanie just graduated from Pensacola Christian College, and she's a nurse. She just passed her board, and she's starting a job at a Sacred Heart Hospital there in Pensacola, and she will be working in the NICU unit. So that's a tough course, and I take my hat off to her. So we just praise the Lord for meeting all her needs and finishing that course. But I remember Jake when he was a senior. You know, seniors would have fundraisers, and Jake is not a baker. My daughter Rebecca likes to bake, but Jake said, I'm going to try to bake my own chocolate chip cookies. I'm sorry, son, my son Jake's here. Why don't you stand up real quick, son? Let me just introduce everybody. He's a junior at West Coast Baptist College. Say hello. Okay, Jake, thank you, son. My kids love that part when they're all here and stuff like that. He's 20 years old and everything. And when he made these chocolate chip cookies, he put salt in them instead of sugar. And I remember taking that chocolate chip cookie, and I said, I'm going to get me a glass of cold milk, and I'm going to eat this chocolate chip cookie. And I went to dip it in there, and I just threw it up. No, I just actually wanted to get rid of it, but I remember that. So sometimes when we bake and sometimes we do things, there's missing ingredients or mixed up ingredients. But I believe one of the biggest missing ingredients in local churches today is the lack of biblical boldness. Acts chapter 4 in your Bibles today. And then I'm going to show you tonight from Scripture that there is a correlation between being filled and controlled by God's Holy Spirit and having boldness. And if you want to do a Bible study of this word, bold or boldness, in the book of Acts, it'll change your life. Because if we go out and try to witness for the Lord Jesus Christ in our own strength and in our own power, that's the kind of results that we're going to get. But if we do it in God's power and we're filled and controlled by His Holy Spirit, then folks will be saved, churches will be strengthened, families will be strengthened, and the work around the world will continue. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Very familiar portion of Scripture. The Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among whereby we must be saved. Verse 13. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And when somebody looks at our lives, when you go to work and you go home and you go out of this church and you're out in society, the question is do people see you as a Christian, a little Christ, a life that exemplifies the Lord Jesus Christ? It ought to be. It ought to be. You know, the book of Acts is a book of action. I kind of like that. The church is moving forward. Things are happening. Souls are being saved. Opposition is happening. And you know, when you do something for the Lord Jesus Christ, there will be opposition. Forward motion causes friction. Now, we know Luke the physician is the writer, and of course the author of the book of Acts is the Holy Spirit. But the theme is the establishment of the early church. Tonight, I want to challenge you with this thought. In order to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ, we must have boldness. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be here at Calvary. God, I pray that this church, when we come underneath the preaching of your word tonight, may we leave this church changed by the power of your Holy Spirit. God, may we do something for the Lord Jesus Christ. May we reproduce ourselves in someone's life. May this church continue to be a lighthouse in this part of California. And we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. There is a need for boldness, and that's number one, a need for boldness. Look at Acts chapter 4, Acts chapter 4, verse 29. The Bible goes on to say in verse 29, the Bible says, "And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto them, grant unto thy servants, excuse me, that with all boldness they may speak thy word." Salvation comes only through the Lord Jesus Christ. I was saved out of Roman Catholicism. Roman Catholicism teaches the seven sacraments of the church. It's a works type of salvation. Now, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5, the Bible says, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus." It has nothing to say about Mary or anything like that. We understand that a church couldn't save anybody. I can't save anybody. Only God does the saving. You know, some water, some plant, but the Bible says God gives the increase. And you know, tomorrow, folks, you're going to have a chance to do some watering. You're going to have a chance to go out and plant some seed and just watch what God will do through your witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the Bible says that God's word will not come back void. God chooses us to be his mouthpieces. That's an unbelievable thing. God doesn't need us. He chooses to use us to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, in Japan, it's not Buddhism. It's not ancestor worship. It's not Confucianism. It's not all these false religions. It's Jesus Christ and him alone. When somebody gets saved, I don't want them to put Christ on their shelf of gods. Like Buddha. Buddha's used for death, and Shintoism is New Year's and weddings, and Confucianism's mixed into it. And then they worship their dead there in Okinawa during the Obon, which is happening right now in the middle of August. That's when they worship their dead. 3 days and three nights, they believe their dead ancestors come back, and they walk around Okinawa. They have Asa dances. They beat drums from 8 o'clock to 1 o'clock in the morning, and they worship their dead. Now, that really in Japanese is guzodehai, which is idolatry. It's not saving anybody. No one's in between parking places when they die. You go to heaven or you go to hell, and when that's what you know, a person has to make that choice to accept or reject the Lord Jesus Christ. But here in our text in Acts chapter 4, verse 12 and 13, especially in verse 13, let's look at it again. It says, "Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge that they had been with Jesus Christ." The Bible says that these men were controlled by the Holy Spirit, or filled. That word filled means to be controlled. It's not the charismatic teaching of the Holy Spirit. It means to be controlled by the Holy Spirit. For example, like if I go and I get mad, I get short-tempered, and I sin, and you got to be careful when you preach in Japanese, because the word for sin is sumi, the word for wife is suma. So you could preach a whole message and you could say you need to get rid of your sin, and you may be saying you need to get rid of your wife, and we don't want to do that. Or ningen and ninjin. Ningen is people, ninjin is carrots. And you can make mistakes like that, and many of missionaries before me have told these stories. So there is a need for biblical boldness. When somebody sees your life, do they see Jesus? Now, I understand many people are shy. Now, statistics say that over 50% of Americans do not like to stand in front of people and do public speaking. Can I see a raise of hands, people that love to stand before people and give speeches here tonight? Maybe 10 out of the whole church. So I guess that's true. Verse 29 again. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness that they may speak thy word. You know, the Bible is quick. It's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. All we have to do is share it. That's it. God wants you to share his word. Tell people what Christ has done in your life. Pick up a gospel tract. When you're out shopping, ladies, give it to the register. Put it in your bills when you send it. Just share God's word. That's all we need to do. We need to share God's word. Verse 31, Acts chapter 4. The Bible goes on to say, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And here it is, folks. Look at it. And they spoke the word of God with what? Do you see the correlation? You have to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God, and when you are controlled by God's Holy Spirit, then you have boldness. You will not be afraid to share your faith. It's a great teaching here in this portion of Scripture. Secondly, we have the necessity of intercession. Acts chapter 9. Now, we just say Acts, but in Japanese, they would say Shito no Hataraki. They say everything's longer to say something so small in Japanese. Okay? Acts chapter 9. And let's start in verse 26. Acts chapter 9, verse 26. The Bible says, and when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he essayed to join himself to the disciples. But they were all afraid of him and believed not he was a disciple. But thank God. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared unto him how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 28. And he was with them coming in and going out of Jerusalem. Verse 29. And he spake boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and disputed against the Grecians, but they went about to slay him. And there's still people, when you lift up the Lord Jesus Christ in certain countries, they'll try to kill you even today. And as we lift up God here in California and in the United States of America, do not get surprised when opposition comes, because it will come. It will come. But number three, we have the need for missions. Acts chapter 13, verse 46. Not everyone's called to be a foreign missionary, but you should struggle with that possibility. You know, 40% of the world lives in that 1040 window where we serve over there in Asia. That's where they all live, folks. California is a big state. Japan, 127 million souls in your state. That's pretty much from top to bottom. So one-third of the world, America's population, is. That's how many people are in Japan. We have 1.5 million there in Okinawa. The need for missions, Acts chapter 13, verse 46. The Bible says, then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken unto you. But seeing ye put it from you, and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. Aren't you glad for that verse? That's how we got in. The Bible says there's three groups of people. There's the Jews, there's the Gentiles, and there's the church of God. If you're not Jewish tonight, you're a Gentile. And if you've trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then you have become a part of the church of God. We're all going to heaven. We're going to spend eternity together. We might as well get along here on earth, because we're going to be there thousands of years. Amen? Praise God. And we can go in fellowship with the Apostle Paul for 1,000 years. Go talk to Moses. Go talk to Elijah. Just what a blessing it's going to be when we get to heaven. Aren't you glad that you're a Gentile? You're a saved Gentile. If you're here tonight, you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you must be born again. Coming to church doesn't get you to heaven. Going to Christian school doesn't get you to heaven. Going through baptism waters does not get you to heaven. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's the only way to go to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh on the Father but by me. There's only one way to heaven, one door, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not through our religious efforts. Then it goes on to say, in verse 47, I love this verse, for so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for the salvation unto the ends of the earth. That's missions. Mark chapter 16, verse 15, the Bible says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. This isn't all the whole message that I preach, but I just give it to you real quick. Go is the plan of God. Ye are the people of God. God's plan requires people into all the world. That is the place where God wants us. And what are we supposed to do when we get there? Preach. Proclaim God's word, and that is the power of God. And then, what are we supposed to preach? The gospel. And that is, preach is the proclamation of God, and the gospel is the power of God. So, just a great portion of scripture there in Mark chapter 16, verse 15. Now look at verse 48. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad. You know, salvation brings joy. If you're here tonight and you're not a happy Christian, there's a problem. There may be sin in your life, or you just lost the joy of the Lord. Just serve others. Just serve God. I preach a message out of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5, about there's three responsibilities for every Christian. Number one, we need to serve the Savior. You need to serve Christ here in this local church. Every single person at Calvary Baptist Church is important. 20% of the church ought not to do 80% of the work, and that's the average independent, fundamental, premillennial, Bible-believing Baptist church in America. You have a small portion doing the majority of the work. God has given every one of you a talent. God wants you to use your talent for His honor and for His glory. I always ask people if they're going to serve in our church there in Japan, what is your motive? Why do you want to serve? Are you serving to please the pastor? Are you serving to please God? And that's the whole key. Not only do we need to serve the Savior, but we need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And thirdly, we need to seek the lost. That's a free sermon title for any of you preacher boys out there, okay? That's 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. Serve the Savior in your local church. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Number 3, seek and save that which was lost. Let's move on. It says in verse 48 again, and when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad, and they glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. The only thing that sends a person to hell is unbelief. You look at the word believe in the Gospel of John over 90 times. Turn with me to 1 John chapter 5. Just hold our scripture, hold your place here. I just like to share this because it's important. Wherever I go, there's always somebody struggling about assurance of salvation. And I think 1 John's a great chapter. Over 30 times you find the word no. Look at chapter 5. Let's start in verse 10. 1 John chapter 5, verse 10. He that believeth on the Son of God hath a witness in himself. And he that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believed not the record that God gave of his Son. Look at verse 11. This is real simple, folks. And I'm a pretty simple public school educated New Jersey boy, okay? I didn't go to Bible college until I was 33 years old, after 13 and a half years in the Marine Corps. So I'm kind of basic, okay? I'm not a super duper scholar. And you know, aren't you glad that God uses weak things to conform the wise? I mean, God's not looking for the super talented and educated type of person. God just uses broken things, amen? I mean, that's how the Lord uses us. So, verse 11, and this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in the Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Pretty basic, right? If you have Jesus Christ, if you trusted Christ as your personal Savior, the Bible says you're saved. If you haven't done that, you're not saved. Look at verse 13. Then the Bible says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that believe on the name of the Son of God. Now look at this, that ye may what? Know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. God wants you to know that you have assurance. And I never doubted my salvation when I was unsaved. I didn't care. I didn't want to go to church. But after I got saved, Satan wanted to make me doubt what I did. And every time I doubted, I went over to Romans chapter 10, verse 13, and I have 92, 08, 02, 12, 15, Maranatha Baptist Church, Okinawa, Japan. That's when I got saved. Right then, I trusted Christ as my personal Savior. And when Satan says you're not saved, you just take him back to the day you were. Amen? Do you remember that day? Do you remember how happy you were? Remember the joy of the Lord? You went home, you just couldn't get enough of the Word of God? Why can't we get like that again as a church? You know, the Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from every wicked way, then will I hear from heaven. Then will I heal the land. You understand the two most important portions or words in that verse is if my people, and then the word then. And personal revival in the United States starts with individuals. When you get revived, the church will be revived, the community will get revived, the United States can still see revival in our day. Folks, I'm winding down here, okay? The plane is on the radar. I'm coming down here in a few minutes, right? We're almost done here, okay? And we're not going to go long here. You know, that's why we go out in groups. Because sometimes people don't like to knock on doors. But there's power in numbers. When you go out with others, when you pray, when you have a silent partner, when you're praying, when you're witnessing, you're sharing your faith, that's when we can have boldness. God has told us to be a light to the Gentiles. The world's population is 7.4 billion souls tonight. The question for this church tonight is, how is your light shining in the dark world that we're living in? Now, some may not be able to go because of physical reasons tomorrow. But when people go, you can be praying. Because as they pray, power to witness for the Lord Jesus Christ, God can do great things. But I try to be a practical preacher, so how does this apply to us? Number four, how to use biblical boldness. Look at Acts chapter 19, verse 8. Acts chapter 19, verse 8. I'm always going the wrong direction because the Japanese Bible goes the other way. The Bible says, and he went into the synagogue, and he spake boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. You know, the hardest thing is to be a witness to family members who knew us before we trusted Christ as our personal Savior. They know how to press all the right buttons. They know how to stir us up. They know how to really get our blood boiling. And we need discernment and boldness when dealing with unsaved family and religious people. My mother needs to be saved. She's very sick, and I don't think I'm going to see her alive again. Only God knows that. But we come home every 4 to 6 years. You pray for my mother. Her name's Donna Sturp. She needs to be saved, or she'll leave this earth not going to heaven. She'll go to hell. And she's heard the gospel from myself, my wife, my kids. And Jake just wrote another letter to everyone in our family telling them how to be saved again. So you pray that my mom will be saved. You know, folks, we must be patient. The word patient in Japanese is nintai. Patient there. That's the word in Okinawa. I'll tell you, folks, I need more patience. Can I see some hands tonight? Who needs more patience out there? All right. Are you ready for the tribulation? The Bible says tribulation worketh patience. Sometimes God allows things to come into our life so we can be an encouragement or a blessing to others. So we must be willing to work with people as long as it takes. I think of Mrs. Hina. She was there when they dropped the second bomb of World War II. And she has cancer from her waist down, from here all the way down. She's probably one of our greatest Christians. She reads her Bible 3 hours a day. And we worked with her for 2 years. I wasn't looking for a 1, 2, 3, repeat after me, pray this prayer and you're saved. I was looking for regeneration. And we worked with her for a long time. And she got saved on her birthday. So her spiritual birthday and her birthday is October 28th. She said, Pastor, can I wait until Easter? I want to get baptized the day my Lord prays for my dad. I said, sure. So we baptized her on Easter. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 12, the Bible says, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by faith of him. You know, folks, the Bible says without faith it is impossible to please God. How's your faith tonight? We all must increase our faith. Jesus said, or John the Baptist said, he must increase and I must decrease. One more verse and we'll be done. I want everybody to turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. The Bible says, and for me, and I want all these personal pronouns, just put your own name there, please. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am also an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought. Now, folks, I'll tell you, that is a great verse to claim as you go out on this. What's that thing called again, Pastor? Community outreach or visitation, or you're going to go out and try to reach your community with the Lord Jesus Christ. That is a great promise from the Word of God. So tonight, let's ask God to help us to be filled and controlled by His Holy Spirit, to be used of God to be a witness. Ask God to help you introduce somebody to Jesus Christ. Ask God to help you actually change somebody's life or reproduce your life in someone else's life. I believe if we ask Him, He'll bless it and He'll do it. So tonight, let's ask God for biblical boldness so we can be a better witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. Every head bowed, every eye closed.